VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Sudan's main protest organizers have called for the immediate handover of power to a civilian government following a military coup that ousted President Omar al-Bashir last week. The country has its third leader in less than a week following the overthrow. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reports.
Yet another army commander promising victorious and jubilant protesters that there will be a civilian government to follow three decades of autocratic rule under Omar al-Bashir. Still, Abdel Fattah al-Burhan Abdel Rahman says the transition could take up to 2 years. And the crowds on Khartoum's streets are impatient for change and an end to rule by men in fatigues. Al-Bashir was arrested on Thursday after 4 months of protests over rising food prices, high unemployment, and growing repression.
All prisoners jailed under emergency laws ordered by the ousted president have been ordered released. A Somali regional minister tells VOA that the deputy leader of the Islamic State group of the country has been killed in an airstrike. The minister said Abdi Hakim Mohammed Ibrahim and another man died Sunday when their vehicle was hit. The White House press secretary Sarah Sanders on Sunday defended President Trump against accusations that he was inciting violence against a Muslim congresswoman after the president tweeted a video of her spliced with footage of the 9/11 attacks. Ilhan Omar, a Democratic lawmaker from Minnesota, has been at the center of an escalating row following a speech she made about Islamophobia, in which she was accused by conservatives of downplaying the deadliest attacks on U.S. soil by characterizing the event as, quote, some people did something. This is VOA News. The next